Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me today in the studio is Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
CJ Gibson.
What's up?
And we'll talk about what's on the show in just a second, but first, let's go over the news. The PC launch of Destiny 2 is thankfully almost here. On October 24th, it will launch at 10 a.m. Pacific time on the West Coast, but worldwide, you can see a map on Bungie.net with what that means for the rest of the world. While minimum PC requirements seem doable for most, you'll probably want to up your card should you want to harness those 60 frames. The raid, which was delayed until this week, is also right around the corner. And while the cheating bug wasn't fixed, cheaters should beware because Bungie has assured that they will verify whether or not it was used. A fix, however, is on the way. Bungie also admitted that they are listening about endgame Crucible and even the little issues like the leading shaders in bulk. They will say more soon, but in the meantime, you can listen to us discuss what we think on Fireteam Chat right now. By the way, thank you for finally fixing those tower crashes on PlayStation 4. On today's episode, we're going to talk about our take on Iron Banner, the new Distant Shore map, the token system, and the upcoming PC launch. Also, Fran, you have some announcements about the IGN clan on Bungie.net.
Yeah, and Discord in general. So if you're listening, we're going to leave a link in the comment. Join the IGN Discord, and you'll be able to join Fireteam Chat LFG if you're looking for people to play with. Mm-hmm. I know I go through this a lot, even with many friends and fans out there to play with. It's hard to find them. So we're setting up a Discord. Check out that link. If you're in the clan, especially, I've been trying to get your attention on Bungie Chat. Hence, I want to get your attention on Discord chat. So I'm going to leave a link for clan members as well. That's a private link, but we'll get you in there. It'll be a great place to talk to each other.
Yeah, definitely. So the clan system in Destiny is a little convoluted in that you are locked to 100 members. And with PC launch around the corner, we have kind of held off new members at the moment. But as soon as PC hits, we're going to have a big influx of new additions. And
Yeah, and that's the point. We want to make sure that we're doing our job, rallying everybody together. I see people wanting to play with each other. It's just hard, like whether you're on PSN messages or now you're going to be on Steam messages. So I really think Discord is going to help, or really just keep checking your Bungie chat. But it is hard to check.
And I mean, the game is a lot funner to play with other people.
Believe it or not.
Especially in Crucible.
It is.
Let's talk about Crucible. So Iron Banner was all week. We've been playing it a lot. I just turned in my 10th package.
Yeah.
Witnessed
it.
It ended up being 12. I got
amazing.
An emblem.
You did.
I got a duplicate chess piece. I got the same Pulsar hat. I like the Pulsar.
The Pulse looks really good.
But overall, how do you guys feel about Iron Banner? CJ, you've been playing a ton. Let's start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, and I was looking at the chat comments from last week, everybody was like, that CJ guy really knows what he's talking about. No, they were like, hey, there's a lot of stuff that we don't like. Power. It's underwhelming. That part of it, for me, again, it's not a huge deal. Again, I'm 305, so I don't think that's a big deal. But, like the bounty system replaced with challenges. What do you guys think about that? Cause I actually don't like it as much. I think
really?
I don't know like that it. I want bounties back. You know, like I'm fine with the reputation bundle challenges.
I like bounties because you were pretty much guaranteed to get something that you would want.
But see, but that's the reward system. So I was curious, what is it about the bounties you like? Did you like
a combination of
picking them up?
So those are quality of life things. Again, I understand why challenges have been implemented for that reason. We'll talk about that in a second. But no, I felt that like the challenges are just for the day. You do most of them and then that's it.
Yeah.
If you don't finish them, then you're like, oh, it's gone. Versus the bounties, it felt like a little bit more progress, like on a day to day
and
like,
over
the week.
And I agree with that. It's lacking a weekly or seasonal, maybe, challenge.
Right. Maybe.
I agree. They could use challenges that are more than just those daily reputation bundle things.
But that's the issue, right? Because now challenges reset. So it's nice you don't have to go to the tower, get new bounties, and do all that stuff. But again, this is another Destiny 1 versus 2 conversation where in Destiny 1, initially you had to go to him to turn them in.
Yeah.
Then it was like, hey, you can just hit X, turn them in. Now it's like you don't even pick them up. You don't even know what they are. You don't even know if you're doing them sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Well, you do if you like.
You do, but my point is everybody's going, oh, you can't. Yeah, you have to be in the game.
Yes.
So you are bringing up the menu in the middle of the game.
That bothers me about challenges in general. Is like I want to look them up, and I'm like, I have to go in the game.
Check them
out.
And
I'm getting like glimmer or notification, and I can't even look until
you can't look until the glimmer notification.
They got to fix that as well.
It's really weird.
Yeah. So it's not bad. I understand why they've done it. But yeah, there's definitely, there's missing a weekly. Like getting to 10.
Do you want more challenge bounty type stuff to do?
Yes, even though 100%.
And so power, you didn't care. That's missing mostly. That didn't bother you?
It didn't bother me. And again, I said that last week. Some people agree with me, but other people are like, hey, I mean, we didn't mention lore-wise. Like, there's a bunch of people who are saying, hey, from a lore standpoint, the fact that it's gone, that's a little bit of an outrage. So I get that. But yeah, for me, it's not an issue that power's gone. But the game mode itself is different. It's 4v4 as well.
Let's talk about gear drops and the way that whole system works. You only can get gear drops via turning in tokens. But when Iron Banner ended in Destiny 1, we were able to get drops in-game. You could actually get the weekly drops and acquire them.
Yeah.
And it was only usually it was like a chest and arms or legs and whatever.
Yeah.
And it gave you a reason to come back, get your drops on all your characters, and bounce. Now, you're just grinding it out. And it's a little frustrating. Like, you're not going to get end-of-game drops that are Iron Banner related. And a lot of people are having trouble getting a full set. I've turned in 13 packages only on my Titan. I'm trying to get one set because of the way the system works right now.
Yeah.
I cannot get it to save my life. I have two chest pieces. I have two of the pulse rifle. But I'm not getting, the SMG. I can't even talk about most of the weapons.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting, though, that, we enjoyed some of the magic where you couldn't get a full set.
Right.
And now you're actually complaining that you can get a full set, but you can't just because it's taking forever. Which, I mean, it's interesting. There's pros and cons to both sides. But what I would point to most that's really, kind of just nagging at me a little bit is the magic of when you finish your match. I know they got rid of that overall, obviously, the drops at the end of the match. But for Iron Banner in particular, that one just feels off to me because Iron Banner is about the competition. And you kind of want to get to that last screen and be like, who did best? And you want to theorize that the guy that got the, 3.8 KD, why they got the amazing drop. Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, now nobody gets anything.
Yeah, the guy on the bottom always got the best item.
Sure.
But always,
I actually want that. They got the drop. There's nothing happening after each match. And I think there's a little thing in the back of my brain, that little reward bell.
Yeah,
is
here's
missing.
What's happening. I'm pressing the circle button. I'm going into the next match and skipping as much of that as I can.
Yeah, you're like, let me get through this as fast as possible. Yeah.
And that's a huge problem, by the way. Iron Banner, people just bailing. I was trying to get footage of the new map and I was trying to bail faster to get this footage before the show. I could not get the new map. Yeah. But then yesterday, I got it five times in a row.
So you were bailing to get the new map?
I needed footage before the show. Our B-roll is going to be pulled off the PlayStation 4, by the way, for
banned.
That section.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's been reported.
And there's no punishment for it, so why not?
I know. That's
true. You were doing it for a good reason.
Exactly.
Show it.
We're
still talking more about Iron Banner, right?
Yeah, so Iron Banner, I kind of wanted to talk about the new map, which was implemented for Iron Banner.
Distant Shore.
I like how it looks. CJ thinks Destiny 1 looks better because he has rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, literally.
He's like, everybody, look!
It doesn't have any shadows. And I was like, dude, there's shadows everywhere.
So again,
strange person.
There's a rain effect on it. It's a nice, glowing, bright color. Cut to the wine. Don't look at me like that, Destin. No, Destin.
I'm CJ. Destiny 1 was the best. Nothing will be better than Destiny 1.
That's the sentiment online right now.
That's you.
No, it's a bunch of people.
I think what's...
Shore looks worse.
No,
it really doesn't. It looks fine. It looks great, actually.
It's
cool.
It's a an aesthetic thing. When you move from, you know, again, midship in Halo 2 to Heretic in Halo 3, there's those aesthetic things. Well, they do. Bungie re-releases maps. They evolve them. The sight lines and the way it plays, it's a great map. I like that.
I love, what's it called now? Distant Shore?
Yeah,
Shores of Time before.
Shores of Time, yeah. It plays great. So from that standpoint, I love all the aesthetic changes from that standpoint. I was just saying the weather effects and it was like fog and all that stuff in Destiny 1. Yes, again, the rose-colored glasses are on. But they've changed a little bit. But yeah, positive changes, I will say, overall.
I think it looks gorgeous. The new one.
But I mean, it's probably a longer discussion for later, as I often say on this show. But the games look different. And I think stuck out to you a ton when you finally, a map you've played a bazillion times, you saw again, you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
And then you went back and you played
different
in Destiny 1 because you just needed that comparison. Because the little drop
problem
on the visor and the lens flare and how that's different, but not necessarily adding anything.
No, it's not. It's not a good or bad thing. It's like a preference.
I do think that Destiny 1, some of the rendering stuff they did and the look is different. It's charming in its own way.
Yep.
And you may like that for some reason.
So we have new armor. We have new weapons. How do you guys feel about them re-releasing these old maps?
Oh, I have no problem with Distant Shores being re-released. I like the nostalgia. It's now a Nessus. Like, I'm cool with that. And like, if you like the map, you'll be pretty happy.
It's one of my favorite maps.
I think it's safe to say we cannot wait for Burning Shrine.
Yeah.
And it'll probably launch with, the Osiris stuff. That makes a lot of sense, right? Because I think it's on Mercury.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I like that. But what really, the whole thing for Banner, for me, my overview is, and I really do hate to put it this way, but I'm sorry. It really feels like cut and paste stuff happening here. It's like they developed a faction system, the tokens, and then they're like, okay, well, we got to do Iron Banner. We don't want it to be confusing. I don't know what the choices were, but it's like, so it'll be quick play and control, and it's going to have the token system, and here's some gear. But I mean, it just doesn't feel special. And I was segueing from this because I was like, how cool would it have been to release an Iron Banner map, you know, like just like we saw with Trials. That was really neat. Bring Saladin back, maybe shortcut scene, whatever. But
honestly, that's when they should have released Vostok.
And that as well, right? Because it kind of is a banner map, right?
Well, and the music, again, I mean, it's Saladin's voice in there. There's a bunch of little subtle touches that are really nice, but I know what you're saying. That was the theme from most people, I think, underwhelming.
But in general, it just like, it feels like I'm just playing quick play for tokens. And so it just lacks like that specialty. And so again, like they need to change something up, whether it's drops at the end of match, go back to, like you said, go back to, you will get these things.
Yeah.
But without the rolls, I think it definitely brings in a question like, well, why am I getting 400 of these?
Yeah.
The auto, you know,
Because once you get it, like once you get them this time, armor and weapons, what incentive, unless there's a power level increase or in which there isn't, for the next Iron Banner, what happens then? Are they going to make new weapons every time Iron Banner rolls around? Because effectively, that's what happened with rolls.
I think what they want you to do, just having played three characters and I dumped everything into my Titan thinking, okay, I'll get a full set on one character and then work on the next.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
I think it's better to optimize and just turn in your tokens on their individual characters or like 20 per character because you have a better chance of getting a piece you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So like slowly building the three up. But I don't want to play that way. I just want the full set on my Titan.
So that's what's interesting is that I feel like the token system
is
it is, but now you're doing that, right? You're taking advantage of that system. That's the conversation I want to have in a bit, but do you like the token system for that reason? Like you're taking your tokens and moving them over.
Pop in my 20 tokens into the slot machine, pull the lever, and I get a duplicate.
don't always land on sevens. You know?
I still would remind though, the duplicate thing is like there's a positive. You're getting way more drops now, and I think that people see it as a negative. They're like, I already got it. And it's like you used to live in a world where you just weren't getting anything, and then you complain about that. So, but it does need to be fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a
Destiny
ton of drops.
Destiny 2 still has that problem. You're still getting stuff that's just trash. Do you know how many shards I have? 1500 shards or something crazy I can't get the stuff that I need.
But that's my point. You get so many rewards, but
it's
you're
a
right.
system
you're...
I brought up in the beta when we were running that strike over and over trying to get that one arm. And like there's no smart way to do that or improve your chances.
Which is weird because
there's no strike specific loot. I could go on
strike specific
loot. There's a plethora of
problems. That's what I just was gonna mention. I mean, Doug In was on the show last week and he specifically talked about those things. That resonated with a bunch of the people in the comment section. So that's what's weird because how many times did you grind, you know, to get a Grasp of Malak or an Amagaloop? Did you do that a lot?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Well, I like that there was a reason to play strikes.
So that,
and if all the strikes had different weapons that were actually coveted,
yeah, the chests,
you would just hop in a random play.
So that's what's missing in Destiny 2 right now. But obviously, you know, that was also missing in vanilla Destiny as well, mm-hmm. too. So I think that will come along the way. And that's what a lot of people were saying. And they did resonate with James. It's like, why am I playing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want something new. I want something different. And that's, to me, going to be the big question with the next Iron Banner. If you get all the weapons this time around, why are you going to play it the next time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I'm mostly okay with like loot drops and stuff. I'm sure I will be frustrated when I don't get a full set or whatever. But my main thing is Iron Banner itself just doesn't feel like an event. It feels too samey. It feels like they combined factions with just quick play and like it's missing. Yeah. The power.
Well, they didn't
piece
even
is
combine,
definitely missing for me.
They didn't even combine factions because you're just playing Crucible. But it's just like any other token system in the game.
Yeah. But it's weird to remove a powerful Engram end game reward from it. It's very bizarre to me. Like it just doesn't seem thought out. Like for example, I'm playing Banner because I want to get my drops.
I think you get a powerful Engram or
maybe
a powerful
from
weapon
seasons.
From when you hit level 10.
But you just did. You didn't get that.
Well,
we didn't look quickly
we didn't
enough.
Look
you're right.
Weapon.
And you were high
I got level. An emblem and I'm
okay, but maybe it's yeah. But it's not clear if you did get that drop. Yeah. But in general, meaning the time it takes as well. Like I'm trying to level up my Titan, so I had to go do flashpoints is what I was going to drive at. Way more efficient. I knew what I was going to get out of it. But like with Banner, I'm like, I just want the clothes and stuff, but I kind of don't want to play it because I need to level up my Titan and my Hunter. So I don't know. It feels a little confusing still and cut and paste.
Totally get that.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah, I'm not having a great time. I kind of wish that, like the end screen, there's no reason to stick around in multiplayer anymore. You know what you
just
get
bounce.
Before the match is over, and it's a blue and maybe an Engram.
Yeah.
And you got to go cash those in anyway. So as soon as you see that, it's like, well, I don't have any other reason. I know what that blue is. It's a static roll.
Yeah.
You know, and even if the purples were showing, it's still a static roll.
Yeah,
there's no reason to inspect or anything at the end of the match.
And by the way, did you guys get any glitchiness? I was getting a lot of lag and then also some just terrible like spawns like pretty frequently. And I don't know why it's different for Banner.
I probably put
lag
myself,
for sure. Above
I probably
all.
Put myself in some sort of bad player hell because I was trying to get footage of that map.
Okay. So you couldn't tell
but I don't know.
Karma.
What about you, CJ?
I've read that. I haven't had that, but it's like I've actually done that to
I've
so many
lag.
People. Yeah, where I'm walking up and it's like, oh, there's a guy spawning. Dead.
Yeah.
Like I've had that happen a number of times.
There is a clip on Reddit right now. I reached out to the guy to see if we could use it. Anyway, it is 1 minute of him spawning and dying to spawn kill.
Oh, really?
Straight. Yeah. A minute straight.
It's crazy.
How is that a fun experience?
Yeah.
So this goes towards what we were talking about just before the show. Right now, if there could be a fundamental change in how PvP works, solo play, team play. The competitive and quick play thing, that's nice. But right now, the consensus is if you play Destiny without a team, you are getting wrecked. And that's when that's happening because people know where the spawns are and they're pushing and they're going, hey, let's go get them and melting them.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Well, Banner's always going to be that, which is fine. But you just mean in general.
Oh, in general.
Yeah.
Overall.
You're not saying for Banner.
No, well, it depends. Not for Banner, probably because it's a special activity. But right now, you know, everything should auto-populate and maybe leave the competitive modes in there. But it should be a solo queue and a team queue for that reason alone.
You got to fill those matches, though. You know, I'm sure
know,
they're
man,
the same thing. But will you wait for it?
I don't know if I agree with what you're saying.
No, that's fine.
I think it's an interesting idea.
But
will it work?
Like team play? Like, hey, do you have a team? But that's kind of what Trials is, right?
In other words, look at guided games. The intention, I think, is really charming and smart.
Yeah.
But you got to wait 45 minutes. So you got to solve
what was
that problem.
Yeah. Right. But do you like going in right now without a team and playing any of the game modes? Iron Banner.
When I win.
Whatever. Oh, well, yeah. but even then, it's like right now, Destiny 1, you could jump into, feel like a bit of a ninja, and feel like you could hold your own going in by yourself. Destiny 2 does not work that way.
I've been playing solo, and I've actually been doing okay.
Yeah.
I know I just run with a blueberry, and we have a better chance at winning, right? So I don't mind it so much.
Interesting. Okay.
I've been actually having a lot of fun. I changed up my weapon loader. I've been only using the Iron Banner weapons that I get. I use the sidearm and the pulse. I really, really like the pulse.
Yeah.
Pulse.
Yeah. And I've been having fun. So I'm trying to take it a little less seriously because of just sort of the current state of Crucible. And I'm having an okay time.
Yeah. But
okay.
But what you're saying, I think, is largely impacted by the people who are sweating it out. And those are the people who are going in with the team. So when you go in and you see your emblem, and then you see, you know, oh, there's four people in a clan here, and you're four different clans, and you're in this game, you're like, well, this is going to be difficult.
Yes.
What I see hard. Is, yeah.
You go up against a team of three, it's rough.
What I see really is hard. The new 4v4 and the encouragement to team shot. That yes. is, it's created this environment where really, right, you don't have a bunch of, call it teams of two running around because there's no 6v6.
Yep.
You end up pretty inevitably running into like two or three people as one person if you're not with a team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, yeah, I think those things combined, it's a problem. Like, it's changed the dynamic.
Yeah.
I'm more with Destin. Like, I do play solo, and like overall, like part of it is, I guess I don't mind losing as much. But like, meaning I'm not counting what I'm getting.
I don't
at,
like losing.
Meaning if I
don't like losing.
What
either.
I'm saying is if I play fine, I don't mind if the match was lost because I'm like, well, they played like crap. No, but legitimately, like,
no,
it's,
I hear
you. It's different for me. It's like, yeah. You know, different strokes, different folks.
But Fran likes losing.
No, that's
you heard it here.
I know that's going to be a
Michael.
Effort.
You listen, Lovry.
I make it pretty easy on you. If you like losing, come play.
Check out his KD.
But anyway,
he's got some great calls.
I feel like the new dynamic. It's there, and I would agree though, that even though it doesn't bother me. There's a problem. Like, it's almost like you need either a casual queue or even better, what about a Crucible directory where you can choose the mode you want to play?
Right.
And then maybe there's like Rumble yes. where you can just like, and it's casual and you just, right?
Yeah.
So I think they need to start breaking things out again. Like, yeah. I'm very curious to learn.
Oh man, what if you choose playing the type of strikes you want?
Here's exactly. The number I want. What is the percentage of people that use quick play and the percentage of people that use competitive?
Yeah.
What has it taught us? And how many people are leaving Supremacy? But yeah. Honestly, what are the numbers telling them? And you know they have that data. It's something that I understand you can't react to like overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they want to get the PC version out there too. But
and where's elimination? I mean, basically,
yeah.
Where is elimination as a game
exactly.
mode?
Exactly. Like, what if I just want to play it when Trials isn't there? So
yep.
We need more modes. I think this is the problem with the roadmap. It's certainly there somewhere, and I think they're making those decisions. But we don't know what's coming, and then all of a sudden it's going to be like, here's a trailer for the new Osiris DLC, and it's going to have this. I'll be like, awesome.
And it'll have good Crucible.
Right. But yeah. You also made me wait the last 30 days and complain on this show when I just kind of want to know what's going to come down the road.
Yeah.
Even if they don't know the balances they're going to make, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, can you just tell me if there's a new map coming in a month?
Yeah.
Just say a new map's coming.
Yeah. And that little comment that Cosmo posted in the weekly update was very good.
That they're listening.
That they're listening. And that, I think, again, just looking back at the last show, that was what people were saying when I was reading the comments.
Listen.
Like, listen. And they acknowledged that. So it was a good weekly update for that reason and that reason alone.
Definitely.
So.
I think feel like they have to do that often. Like, guys, we send out this company email to let people know what you're talking about. We do this, and I just feel like almost like the whole community just needs that reminder. Hey, we still do that.
Yeah,
we're 100% still listening.
Do.
You know,
it's a tough spot to be in though because they're saying we hear you, can't say anything right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the tough balance to walk. But I think it's important.
I hear you.
Well,
shotguns are all nerfed.
Exactly.
What? That's not what we meant.
Wait.
I was saying this to, I can't remember, Nick and somebody else. That it's very much like Destiny 2 right now is like a relationship. It's like a new relationship. And the honeymoon phase is over.
It is. Yeah, no, it is.
And you're like, okay, now you have to go to therapy. And the therapy is the weekly update.
I don't think it's that bad.
You just need to tune in and see what, you know, hopefully.
I feel like we're at
hopefully
dinner.
Hopefully the weekly update will tell me what I need to hear.
Then
during the week, I
more
need to
more on whether or not
explore.
CJ's marriage is all right on another show.
I feel like we're at
I
dinner.
I did want to ask.
And we ran out of stuff to talk about. That's my analogy.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
I did want to ask about the weapons specifically. What have you guys messed around with? What have you enjoyed? I really like that pulse rifle. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
but I've been having a lot of fun with
it.
Yeah,
chasing
good.
It.
And the sidearm's been pretty fun because it's a full auto sidearm.
Yeah.
The pulse has a little bit higher rate of fire than Nightshade.
Yeah, it looks like Nightshade with a little bit more impact, I think, and a higher rate of fire. So, I'm jealous.
I had a lot
of fun watching you play.
I got another one today. So
I didn't get another one. I did get what about you? You know,
you're talking about the SMG, dude.
Fusion and SMG are my picks. I didn't get the pulse yet. I have a feeling I'm going to like it because I've been wanting a pulse to use. Like, even though it's not the meta, I'm like, I like pulse rifles. Yeah. So I've heard it's quite good.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the SMG, don't underestimate it. It has, it's the perk when you get closer. So it's a super high rate of fire.
What's
SMG.
It called? You had to look it up before the show
because
we looked on the Ingram and it wasn't there.
Oh, it's a Hero's Burden. So a Hero's
Burden.
Sure,
it's an Iron Banner weapon?
Yeah, it's all a Hero's Burden, and I got the SMG, and it's not in, the
not when we inspected it, but
Engram,
sometimes those.
And maybe it randomly fills in there, but it's got, the perk is called Threat Detector. Increased reload, stability, and handling when enemies are close.
Nice.
The point is it's really high rate of fire. Yeah. Feels a little doctriney in that sense, but I like it. I do use Antiope.
D.
Or people were saying it's Antiopia.
And something. Antiope D.
Antiope D.
But that is the gunsmith.
It's a joke. OP,
SMG.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Antiope
D. Now, anyway. But yeah, that is my normal loadout, and I really like the banner one. I always call it the trials.
I think that's fusion. I haven't used it yet.
Wise rebuke.
That's it. That's good.
Is that the fusion?
Yes.
So I haven't used that one yet because I have a higher charge rate one with about the same stats. So I'm just like, well, to me, I would rather use the higher charge rate.
Yeah. One. Shock and awe. There's a few other ones that are out there for
people
a little faster.
People like main.
Main ingredient.
Main ingredient, which is from.
It was in the beta.
IO or. I thought it was from a planet in particular. No, it's just strikes.
Oh, yeah.
Vanguard. Just doing strikes.
Vanguard, so you can get main ingredient, which people love if you love fusions. Otherwise, shock and awe is like I always tell CJ. Yeah. It's a version of the plan C. That is actually what Wise and Rebuke is most like.
Yeah.
So both of those are really quite good.
Yeah. And as a fusion rifle guy, I'm back to Saladin's Vigil, Thesen. There was a bunch of really good year 3 fusion rifles from Destiny that I think this one will this will be high in
the. What about the other weapons for you, Siege?
For the most part, that's the only one I really got. I didn't get too many other ones.
Nobody got the auto, huh?
I did get the auto. Yeah.
I heard it's a laser beam.
It's good. It feels a little like Origins story.
Yeah. It feels like it sways a lot, but really? I mean, maybe I didn't have my kinetic mod attached. And again, does that matter for that kind of weapon?
It's it's a totally solid auto rifle. It really is.
I did just get the scout. I haven't tried it out yet.
Like I was pointing this out to CJ before the show. Like it's easy to be like, just use Uriel's gift, but it's not the same slot.
Yeah.
So you got to look at kinetic slot stuff like Scathelock or other weapons up there. And honestly, like it's origin story, Scathelock. And that probably are your best choices.
Yeah.
And it's quite good, actually.
Everyone's been using Uriel's, and the fact I'm not going to do the meta. I'm going to try something different just for fun.
Yeah.
I've been having a blast just messing around with other
for
things.
For sure.
Yeah, I forget if it has high caliber rounds. Yeah, I was trying to remember that because that was
the AR.
That, mm-hmm. And that's where I think Iron Banner is fun. I actually started doing that same thing where –
Try
something different. Yeah, the gun meta game is back from a standpoint of, in some sense.
You're going to get team shot anyway.
You're going to get team shot. So you might as well try something new to see if you can combat it. So,
Forward Path does not. It has armor piercing rounds, but it has tap the trigger,
gotcha,
which grants a short period of increased stability and accuracy, which is the same perk that Uriel's has. But Uriel's
Is it the one from Trials?
No, Uriel's for sure. Okay. But that Uriel's has high caliber plus that, which is that gun is absolutely the best.
I lose the Uriel's a lot.
But it's in your energy slot. But I was
you cannot do a direct comparison of those in the game, so it does make it a little tricky.
But that's also why I like the SMG Hero's Burden. It has high caliber plus that stability perk.
It's
nice. It feels really good. It's smooth.
Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts on Iron Banner or just Crucible in general? The show is about Crucible. So what do you think right now? I think it needs some major fixes, major TLC.
Yeah, if we're changing topics, I mean, you seem like you have an idea.
No, I was going to actually defer to CJ first because he's Mr. Crucible.
So, for the consensus is right now that time to kill is still a bit of an issue. It's the thing that people, I think, are having the roughest time with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because, again, when you watch clips, time to kill is not long when you're getting team shotted. Mm. It's very short. Deletion, which is amazing that with a faster time to kill in Destiny 1, the game didn't feel like that with team shots. So there's this balance, I think, that needs to be done where, and I don't know if it's in the weapons or your health. Like, even though the Hunter, I was playing a Trials match last week, I actually got destroyed by Titan because just the ability that he has to get his resilience and recover and all that stuff higher because of the way the gears drop, he was able to just camp out back and forth and then push me closer and my shields were down because I actually can't spec for that recovery, or that resilience. So there's certain things about the game that feel a little bit off for certain classes, and that is one of them. For a hunter, I get killed in Shade Step all the time. I get killed in my quiver all the time, or my tether. And those things are frustrating.
Yeah, and indisputably, you like the Destiny 1 time to kill better, right?
I think a faster time to kill, I'm trying, again, to be very open to it. I just think that, the team shotting is – It's a thing that changes the flow of the game.
Yeah, everybody starts doing it.
Yeah, in such a crazy way that that's why I was saying about the solo play. It's the people who are solo queuing that seem to have the most frustration because well, CJ, you get wiped.
You want to see some major changes, it sounds like, also.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, hand cannons, everybody says on the PC beta, the hand cannons were amazing. I didn't get a chance really to play it
much. PC's right around the corner.
PC's right around the corner. So I'm excited to try it for that reason. But that's that mid-range game, I think, that's been eliminated on account of team shooting and, you know, long corridors and all that stuff. I've never been a scout rifle guy in Destiny 1. I like it now for the most part in Destiny 2, but there's not a lot of options. Yeah. It's still a MIDA game.
We got to wrap it up, Fran, real quick. What do you think about Crucible overall right now?
Yeah,
what do they need to change?
I'm still having fun. I was telling CJ I do better in it, I think, overall. So there is some benefit there, but I definitely feel the burn sometimes where, like, you can't even, like, look around corners because people are just squad up, you know, waiting for you. So I would like some experimentation with time to kill. I think it makes sense. Definitely same thing on, like, hand cannons. Like, they're okay, but they're very soft. And I think people are in love with hand cannons in general, and we like a little bit of a bump there. We don't know how or if the PC will be very different, actually, just because the beta was. So we'll see. My last note was I made a comment today about how Trials was on Midtown.
Oh, yeah.
Which was in the beta and then the PC beta. And, like, you know, we did get Javelin 4, obviously, as well.
It's been
PC beta.
A month.
But when you play as much Destiny as we have, and especially when you're a hardcore player, like going into Trials, like you want something new. And so anyway, I just sort of, it's totally a decent, solid map for Trials, I think. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, I've seen so much of that map. Like Shores of Time would have been fine.
Yeah.
Like, or Distant Shores. So anyway, I just want something new. And I think that's where the game is a little caught right now. I'm not feeling like I have to get this weapon or I want to play this map. So we need some refreshment. Cannot wait. Out of Crucible for a prestige raid.
Did you, just on a trial standpoint, did you actually like survival last week? Because that was the first time for survival, real quick.
Okay.
I have no desire to play trials personally.
It's not really.
I have to get a group together. It's a big hassle. I'm just kind of like, whatever.
It's always like that, though. But now you have one more to get.
But it's like, I got to get four people together. And it's just like, I'm just whatever. Like, I'm not going to fight to play anymore.
I like survival overall. I thought that it was one round too long. I thought it could have went to three versus four. Overall, but
games were long.
Were a little long.
I was okay with it.
But
though.
Like, we went to the lighthouse itself. Yeah, it was good.
Also, like, if you get like 2-3 kills in survival, why aren't you just going to hide? Like, and that's what the game's become, I assume, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, that's we're ahead. Let's be super careful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just in general, like that's what I talked about in the review, and I don't know how they've addressed that yet. There's nothing forcing you together.
Yeah,
tweaks to make for sure. Yeah, but I think it's worth asking one more time. Like, do you now hate Destiny 2 or anything like that?
No, of course
like...
don't hate Destiny 2. It's just this frustration coming from it just kind of feels like I've done everything, and I'm kind of like, why should I continue?
Right.
You know, but I don't hate the game. I still enjoy it. Like, I'm enjoying the various aspects of it. There's the chase is different.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's tough.
That was the theme from last week that everybody said, read in the comments, the chase is very much evolved into just this token, hey, here you go. And again, the token thing was a quality of life thing that was designed to have you, you know, toss the tokens to a new character. You can't infuse into certain things now. So it was done, I think, with positive intentions, but it just made getting loot too easy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with that.
We really got to go. Yeah. We're over on
I still enjoy the game. I keep playing it. There's all these great games out, but we're passionate about seeing some changes and fixes. So I hope that we hear as soon as next week. You know, we got TwitchCon coming up. They're going to announce seasons.
We'll both
stuff.
Be there.
So yeah,
say
we'll
hi.
Be there. Yeah. We'll
I
be
will
there.
Not.
So yeah, if you're at TwitchCon, good reminder, we will be there. Hit us up on Twitter or otherwise. We'll find you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. One really quick promo note. If you listen on an audio platform, please leave a review for us as it helps us grow. And that is actually it for today's show. So thank you, Fran. Thank you, CJ. And until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it.
or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.